Europe targets big tech with new taxes. From Marketplace in Washington, D.C., I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Italy will start taxing large tech companies like Facebook and Google, even though they aren't based in that country. This is similar to a French tax introduced this year. In response to the French taxes, the U.S. proposed tariffs of up to 100% on French wine. Multi-country negotiations on how to tax big tech internationally have not produced results so far. One of the most important things that can move markets is what the Federal Reserve does with interest rates, or more accurately, what investors think the Federal Reserve will do with interest rates. So as 2020 creeps up on us, let's take a moment to see where we're at when it comes to the Fed. Susan Schmidt is here. She's head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
So last year, this time last year, people were worried about what the Fed might do. Why was that?
People were very concerned, and that was one of the reasons that we saw such a decline in the market in December, and particularly on Christmas Eve. There was growing concern that the Fed wasn't signaling that they would be supportive of the economy. And remember that trade with China was an issue even back then. And so the market really took that as a sign that perhaps there was some weakness ahead.
This year, people are expecting the Fed to have a more supportive role. Is that right?
Yes, it is. People are much more confident in understanding the Fed's message. And the Fed has been very clear that they are on pause. They don't intend to raise interest rates anytime in the near future. And in fact, what we do see is a supportive Fed hoping to prolong this recovery and doing what they need with interest rates so that they can continue to support this economic expansion.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. You too.
An investigation by ProPublica and BuzzFeed News alleges that Amazon, in its move to build a package delivery system rivaling that of FedEx and UPS, cut corners on safety, allegedly opting, for example, not to put new drivers through a practical training course.
What we found was as the holiday peak season approached, it got shut down because they needed to put drivers on the road almost as soon as they were hired.
That is Patricia Callahan, a senior reporter who covers business for ProPublica. She says it's not actually clear how Amazon's crash and fatality rates compare with other delivery services like UPS and FedEx.
We really don't know that. I mean, I think what we can say is that there are people within the company who were concerned that Amazon was overloading its drivers with packages and giving them unreasonable, inhuman deadlines to get those packages delivered. And that managers within Amazon voiced their concerns about it, tried to change it, and said that their efforts were not adopted.
Now, here's what we do know about FedEx and UPS for some context. They don't have a spotless record either. Federal data shows that UPS drivers were involved in over 2,300 crashes in the last 2 years, 55 of which were fatal. In that same period, FedEx drivers were involved in 460 crashes, 11 of which were fatal. Data for Amazon isn't available, but ProPublica and BuzzFeed found at least 13 delivery-related fatalities in the past 4 years. Amazon declined to share data that would make an apples-to-apples comparison possible, but in a statement, they called the report another attempt by ProPublica and BuzzFeed to push a preconceived narrative that is simply untrue, and said the company had provided safety training to drivers and invested $55 million in safety-related projects in 2018.
Here at Marketplace, our mission goes beyond reporting the news. It's to make people smarter about the economy through reliable, independent journalism. Your support is what makes it all possible, whether you donate a little or a lot. Being a Marketplace investor makes you a partner in that mission. If you're already giving, thank you very much for going above and beyond. If not, there's still time. Donate today, marketplace.org. And thanks for believing in what we do.
Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy back in 2017 and closed its final stores last year, 2018. But the iconic toy store is making a comeback, starting with two stores. Florian Martin with Houston Public Media visited one of them in Texas.
True Kids took over the Toys R Us brand in 2018 with a plan to do things a little differently. It just opened one store in New Jersey and another in Houston's Galleria Mall. True Kids CEO Richard Berry attended the ribbon cutting.
Really what's great about this store is the experience that it brings to kids. The fact that there are so many opportunities to have hands-on play.
The first thing customers see as they come in is a giant stuffed Jeffrey the Giraffe, the Toys R Us mascot, in front of a treehouse. The store also features a reading corner, a theater with hourly events, and different spots to play with toys. Courtney Michalik, who lives just outside the Houston area, visited the Toys R Us when it opened.
I like that I could bring my girls in here and I could shop and they could play a little bit so they know if they're actually going to like some of the toys I'm going to pick up for them. So that's pretty cool.
The store is much smaller than previous Toys R Us locations, so the selection of items in the store is limited, but many more can be ordered online. Shopper Sarah Ahmed, who came from a Houston suburb, says she appreciates that.
You know, they've got the monster trucks, they've got the Barbies, they've got all of it, but it's smaller quantities, so I kind of like not having to be like overwhelmed with thousands and thousands of choices.
When a customer goes in and has a great experience, they remember who provided that.
Connie Porter is a marketing professor at Rice University.
It doesn't matter who made the toy. It's who provided that space.
She says today's retail economy is not just about selling a product. It's about being able to offer an experience that's unique.
Ultimately, products can be copied. Ultimately, people can try to copy even some of the services that you provide. But if you can get deeper knowledge, based on data, hopefully, about your customers, you're able to offer them an experience like no one else can.
Toys R Us's new strategy also involves moving into locations where there is already lots of foot traffic, so the company is looking at other malls throughout the country to open more stores. In Houston, I'm Florian Martin for Marketplace.
And in Washington, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.